So how relevant is this in man? Well, this is a recent nice paper by Joe and colleagues in South Korea who took 62 patients with stable COPD. They measured their plasma levels of interleukin 33. And as you can see from this slide, those patients that had an elevation in interleukin 33 levels had 2 times greater number of exacerbations in the year. This is unadjusted, but when you adjust it in model one for age and sex, or age, sex, and FEV1, there's still a significant benefit. Approximately half of these patients went on to lung resection for cancer in ensuing 1 to 2 years post-enrollment to the study. They measured interleukin 33 in the tissue bed and found a high expression in the tissue itself, signaling that this wasn't just an artifact found in peripheral blood, but was something that was constitutively expressed in the lung tissue itself.